bullheads. They don't have bullheads here. I caught bullheads in Ohio. It kind of looks like a catfish, but it's smaller. Then crappie, some trout if you're in the right spot. They get some trout up in the ditches up there around the country club occasionally. I guess they get lost. And we don't have very many fish around here. When you get right down to it, if you want bass or a decent fish, you've got to go up to Elephant Butte Dam, someplace like that.
Those little things that come out and hop around in the rain are called?
Frogs.
Is there a special name for the ones that...
Tadpoles, and when they're little.
But the ones that stay in the ground and hibernate until it rains and then they come out, there's no special
name for those?
No,
I don't know what those are. I don't think we have them around here. I don't think they can stay in the ground. It's all rock. They have a tough time getting down.
How about those frogs that make a lot of noise in the ditches?
I guess bullfrogs.
And pearls come from?
Sorry, pearls?
Pearls come from?
Oysters. Pearl oysters, yeah. And they're all, very few that are natural. They're all seeded now.
And the seafood that you eat that is pink
Clams.
And curls up. It's pink and curls up.
Well, shrimp.
Yeah. Now, here's some questions about the weather. And not all of this weather is El Paso weather, so bear with me. In the morning, sometimes there's something that rises off the ground.
Fog, I presume.
And the white things in the sky are?
Well, they could be clouds.
And what do we call our summer storms?
Summer storms. Thunderstorms, I guess. Most of them come with thunder and lightning.
Yeah.
I don't know what else you'd call them.
That sounds good. Do we get any winter storms?
Not very often. We get snow occasionally here, but it's hard to find a snow cloud.
Yeah, that's true. The number before one is?
Zero. Zero number, I guess it is.
Yep. And what's a kind of injury you get from cold weather?
You get frostbite.
And if it's cold enough to kill the plants, what do you call that?
A hard freeze.
And wet snow coming down is what? When it comes down. Like
you mean
wet
flakes, or
yeah. I mean, some snow, you know, it comes down and it's dry, and you can't really build anything out of it.
There,
or like some snow is really wet.
I guess we don't see enough snow to really know the difference between a wet and a wet. When we see snow, it's snow. We wouldn't know whether it's wet or dry.
How about ice that you wouldn't want to skate on? What would you call it?
Well, I've been on something called black ice that they get down the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and boy, it's tough to drive on.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
You okay?
I'm not sure that that's what you're hunting for, but...
This is a little bit different. This is like if you were skating on a lake, and you were avoiding a certain area of the lake because you knew it was...
Oh, thin ice, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Now, in places like Colorado where it snows a lot, when the snow starts to melt and the ground loosens up, you call that the spring.
Thaw.
And what kinds of wind storms do we get here?
Well, we get a few dust devils, but that's not really a wind storm per se. Most of our sandstorms blow in one direction. And, I don't know how you'd describe them other than it's... the horizon just comes up and grabs you, and there you are, can't see.